You're with your chum, Dave Caselli, on this Monday, the KwaZulu Spirit Festival. It's an event, a huge event, at the Salt Rock Hotel, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, this coming weekend. All about yoga, meditation, breathwork and conscious parenting. We're going to find out what that is in a mo. But first of all, I say welcome to my friend, Deborah Robbins. Welcome, it's good to see you again.
Thank you, Dave. It's really good to see you too.
You know what? I said to you, I was the MC last year and you went, no you weren't, it was 2 years ago.
Indeed.
And you know what, Deborah? Time is just flying by because I honestly thought in my mind that I was there last year. It seems like yesterday. Sure. Anyway, now then, we're back in Bolito and we are at the Salt Rock Hotel. First of all, for somebody from a different planet, what is the KwaZulu Spirit Festival all about?
The KwaZulu Spirit Festival is a celebration of consciousness. It is concerned with personal and planetary wellness, overall well-being, and just a more conscious and better way of living, looking after ourselves and our planet. And that's what it is all about.
A lot of people need to do that, including me. Huh? Look after yourself a little bit better. Lots of talks, lots of activities that are going to promote personal growth, mindfulness and development of consciousness. Go a little bit into that and give me some more information.
Okay, so we kick off with a conscious parenting indaba for the first time. It kicks off at 12 on Friday, concludes at 17:30 for parents who possibly work and can only take the afternoon off on the Friday. And it's all about the more we equip ourselves to manage our young children from birth in this instance to teenage years, the easier it is to manage the challenges of modern society and raising children. So we bring parents to their level of consciousness that enables them to raise their children consciously, including special needs kids and the big one, teenagers.
Yes, teenagers. God, mine's not. Many, many years ago now. But where will that be held? Is it going to be sort of a sit-on-the-grass type thing with a pillow, or how's that going to work?
So we're in two venues at the Salt Rock Hotel. So the Indaba is in the sales conference venue upstairs.
Okay, we're indoors there.
Indoors, okay. With the most spectacular 180 degrees sea view of the ocean. And the rest of the festival, the yoga, the dance, the Tai Chi, and all of the other aspects that aren't TED-type talks are happening on the beach terrace. We have a huge stretch tent, and it's just going to be absolutely magnificent.
I mean, the view is just, you know, you can't compare it. It's absolutely gorgeous there. You made a good choice for the Salt Rock Hotel, I'm sure.
I think we did, and the sound of the ocean is the only background music we need.
Yeah, I don't get that in Westville, but anyway, that's another story. Natural healing options. Okay, a lot of people don't want to take medication, including me, so we want to try and do it the natural way.
So we have a group of 42 natural healing practitioners who will be using 21 therapy beds and running a healing marathon from Saturday morning at 9:30 until we close on Sunday at 17:30. And basically, you will just simply take a ticket and you will receive all your healing and all your advice free during the healing marathon. Our aim this year is 582 healing sessions.
Good grass, Lord. Wow. And I'm sure you'll crack it. Other activities, for example, help me with this. Transformational TED-type talks. Absolutely no clue.
Okay, so TED talks were talks that became very prolific before podcasts and in the US and resulted significantly in podcast-type education for the masses. And so they are uplifting talks by industry leaders, which actually help us with coaches who help us live our lives better.
Okay, very interesting. And body movement, is it modalities?
Modalities,
what is that?
A modality is a type of something, and it's a term used in healing practices. We're offering Tai Chi, sacred dance, yoga, various flavors of yoga. We're also offering this year a Vulindlela, which is a traditional African
Zulu
Sangoma journey. So that's going to be wonderful with a chap called Godfrey Matlala.
An ancestral journey, they're going to call it. And it's on the beach terrace as well.
It is, yes.
You know what? You've got to get there. I mean, even if you don't stay, you've got to go check it out. It's really fantastic. And the healing booths, you've got 42
healers.
Natural healers. That's a lot. Are they all doing different things? Or are they kind of on the same sort of plane?
Probably about 5 to 7 different things, but they're all natural energy healing modalities.
All right. And you have a couple of special events on offer, all right, which is always nice. Tell us about that, the conscious parenting in Indaba.
Which is what I spoke of earlier, yeah. Is, you know, coaches from specialists from birth to teenagers talking to parents about raising kids, because people believe that conscious parenting means that children can do exactly what they want. Mm-hmm. But that is not what this is about. This is about making parents more conscious of their own behavior, and in that way modifying the behavior of the young people in their lives and the little people in their lives. But the big one is sensorium.
I was going to ask you about that. Again, I don't know what that is.
We launched it last year, and it's a sensory soundscape. And so what we do is we use solfeggio rhythms, binaural beats, toning, and various sound frequencies to actually access the audience and stimulate the vagus nerve, and thereby opening up the body and going into a meditative state. It's done by Anne-Marie Clulow, who has done most of the rather large stage events in South Africa. She's absolutely phenomenal. She's supported by her husband, Tim Fisser, who does the sound. Mm. And she plays the sax so beautifully. And that is all part of sensorium. And if you just want to do sensorium, I do have separate tickets on offer. You can go onto howler.co.za, and you can only come from 6:30 to 8:30.
Oh, okay.
And experience sensorium.
All right. So parking, not a problem at the venue?
Parking is across the road at the Country Club,
all right,
opposite the hotel itself. But we will have signage up, so people will be able to see where they need to go, and our monitors will be there in the pink reflective jackets.
All right, just to recap a little bit, how would you describe the festival's overall atmosphere and vibe? I mean, you've done so many of them. This is going to smash it. Such a gorgeous venue.
I think the vibe is great. I think it's very fluid. I think it's very fulfilling. But it's also very gentle and very calming.
Mm, yeah, I
remember. So it's a combination of vibey dance, sacred dance, and Sangoma type vulindlelas, coupled with very calming, peaceful meditations, yoga sessions, and Tai Chi sessions.
I did a meditation class 2 years ago. I did, but I was working, but I just whipped out and did. All right, dates, location, we know. Hours of the festival, and it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Friday is very much the Conscious Parenting in Indaba only, which is a symposium-type event. The actual festival, the festivities, for want of a better word, start on Saturday morning. We open the gates at 9, we start at 9:30, and we conclude the festival component at 17:30, and then we do sensorium from 18:30 to 20:30. Sunday, we open at exactly the same time. The gates open at 9. We start at 9:30, and we conclude with Brett Shuttleworth and Anne-Marie Clulow singing My African Dream.
Oh, lovely.
At 17:30.
Can you buy
Sunday
a ticket for all 3 days, Deborah, if
yes,
you want to come back?
Yes, you can buy a ticket for all 3 days. They are on howler.co.za, or you can buy a day ticket. And if you Saturday comes along or Sunday comes along and you don't know what to do with your afternoon or your morning,
you say, I want to go back.
Yeah. We have tickets at the gate.
Oh, fantastic. So that's where they can buy tickets, online or at the gate. If somebody wants to get hold of you, I don't think you really want to give out your cell number. How do people contact the organisers? You know, I mean, it's just you and a few other people, obviously, with questions or any concerns they might have.
I think the best way to contact us is on KwaZuluSpirit.com,
yeah,
and to email Treya, who is our organizer, or myself, curator@KwaZuluSpirit.com.
All right, so go to the website, basically, and all those details will be on there.
Indeed.
Lovely. Well done to you once again. And anything you'd like to add?
Just, we'd love to see you there. We've moved it from the south to the north. We're very excited about that. And we would absolutely love to see you all on the day. We have some local lasses strutting their stuff too.
Okay.
We have Sharon Castle, who's one of your local coaches from Mindfit Coaching.
Okay.
Who is speaking, some yoga teachers from here. So please join us. We'd love to see you there.
So this one is really a very similar setting to the one that I did 2 years ago. I mean, you know, South Coast, it was the Estuary, wasn't it, hotel? So now we're going North Coast, and it's going to be just as stunning, obviously. The views are going to be spectacular.
Both venues are lovely, but Salt Rock Hotel has that very, very special component where we are right almost on the water, because that beach terrace is absolutely magnificent.
And the food, because I forgot, is really decent there as well. I have had dinner there a couple of times. What's going to be on sale from the hotel? Will there be drinks and food as well?
At the beach bar, where most of the things are taking place, because a lot of our market are vegan and vegetarian people, we will have a really solid vegan and vegetarian menu that the chef has put together for us at the beach bar. There will be beer and wine, soft drinks, coffees, teas, and smoothies, but there will be no hardtack available at the beach bar during the festival.
You've convinced me. As soon as you said wine, I need to make a plan. Deborah, well done to you for putting this fantastic event together. And please let us know, maybe sometime next week, how it goes.
Thank you. I'll do that. And it was lovely chatting to you, Dave.
Too.
And yes, we met 2 years ago, and it was lovely to see you again. And thank you very much, Belito.
Absolute pleasure.